On June 12th, 2016, a man by the name of Omar Mateen murdered 49 people and injured 53 others. This is widely referred to as the Pulse Nightclub Massacre. Here is what Barack Obama said.
Today marks the most deadly shooting in American history.
This is a lie. The most deadly shooting was the Wounded Knee Massacre, killing 250 innocent people. He did not specify the most deadly shooting done by a single individual. Of course, he didn't mention this because the blood is on the hands of the government in the Wounded Knee issue. Here is what else Barack Obama said.
We've reached no definitive judgment on the precise motivations of the killer.
So they don't know what the motivations of the killer are. I guess at this point, it was not easy to determine. Here's what else he said.
Although it's still early in the investigation, we know enough to say that this was an act of terror and an act of hate. This is an especially heartbreaking day for all of our friends, our fellow Americans who are lesbian, gay, bisexual, or transgender.
Hillary Clinton, then candidate, as part of her campaign, made a pilgrimage to Orlando and seized on the attack. In addition to its constituting anti-American terrorism, the Democratic nominee proclaimed the massacre, quote, was also an act of hate, adding that, quote, the gunman attacked an LGBT nightclub during Pride Month. She vowed, we will keep fighting for your right to live freely, openly, and without fear. Hate has absolutely no place in America. Candidate Donald Trump also endorsed this view. A radical Islamic terrorist, he said, targeted the nightclub not only because he wanted to kill Americans, but in order to execute gay and lesbian citizens because of their sexual orientation. This is quoting from Glenn Greenwald's research. Greenwald makes the important point that the whole point of terrorism is to publicize, not conceal, the grievances driving the violence. So the conspiracy theory is that there's a lot of people who just hate the gay community so much, they sort of rile each other up, and this guy went and took it to its logical extension, which is using violence against people of this group. So that is the theory, that people are conspiring to murder gays, and this is an extension of that. So let's put this conspiracy theory to the test, promoted by both parties here. Best place to start with this would be the 911 call, because this is the first time the terrorist act is getting attention. So here's where we should see Mateen talking about how terrible homosexuality is. Negotiator says, quoting from the transcript of the 911 call, hello there. Hi there. There is Orlando police. Who am I speaking with, please? Suspect says, you're speaking to the person who pledged allegiance to the Islamic State. Negotiator, can you tell me where you are right now so I can get you some help? Suspect, no, because you have to tell America to stop bombing Syria and Iraq. They are killing a lot of innocent people. What am I to do here when my people are getting killed over there? You get what I'm saying? Negotiator, I do. I completely get what you're saying. What I'm trying to do is prevent anyone else from getting, suspect interrupts, you need to stop the U.S. airstrikes. They need to stop the U.S. airstrikes, okay? Negotiator, I understand. Suspect, they need to stop the U.S. airstrikes. You have to tell the U.S. government to stop bombing. They are killing too many children. They are killing too many women, okay? Negotiator, I understand that. Here is why I'm here right now. I'm with the Orlando police. Can you tell me what you know about what's going on tonight? Suspect, what's going on is that I feel the pain of the people getting killed in Syria and Iraq and all over the Muslim unidentified word. Transcript goes on. Negotiator, I'm trying to offer you help. Suspect, well, you need to know that they need to stop bombing Syria and Iraq. The U.S. is collaborating with Russia and they are killing innocent women and children, okay? Negotiator, I hear what you're saying. Suspect. My homeboy, Tamerlan Tsarnaev, did his thing on the Boston Marathon. My homeboy, unidentified, did his thing, okay? So now it's my turn, okay? So far, all we have is a reference to the mass murder campaign the U.S. government is committing. Barack Obama had his time in front of the microphone to really stand up to the military-industrial complex, being the man of the people that he is. But instead, he tells us that there's no known motive. Even though this wasn't some hidden call found in his cell phone years later, this was the 911 call. They had this information, and Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump spread the conspiracy theory that he just hates gays so much that he wanted to kill them. So the only evidence we have so far of sexism or anything is his reference to killing innocent women and children. So men are off of this list. So I will give the progressives that. He is clearly sexist against men, only mourning the death of women and children, not men, women, and children. So credit where credit's due. Transcript goes on. Suspect. My name is Islamic Soldier, okay? Negotiator. Okay, what can I call you? Suspect. Call me Mujahideen. Transcript goes on. Negotiator. Tell me what's going on right now, Omar. Suspect. Yo, the airstrike that killed Abu Wahid a few weeks ago? Negotiator. Okay. Suspect. That's what triggered it, okay? Negotiator. Okay. Suspect. They should have not bombed and killed Abu Wahid. Negotiator. I understand. Transcript goes on. Negotiator. Okay. Tell me what you want me to pass along, because I can't sit here and do research. I want to pass along, quote, tell them to stop bombing in Syria. Suspect. Yes, the airstrikes need to stop and stop collaborating with Russia, okay? Negotiator. Okay, I can pass that along. At a later point in the transcript, suspect says, this went down. A lot of innocent women and children are getting killed in Syria and Iraq and Afghanistan, okay? Negotiator, I understand that. You're upset about the bombing in Syria and Afghanistan, and you want the bombing and the killing to stop. I understand your concern. I share that concern. I want to pass your message along. Tell me what else you'd like me to pass along, please. Suspect, to stop. Tell them to stop. Negotiator. I will do that. I will do that. So you can tell me how we can peacefully resolve this tonight. I'd like to see you come out. I'd like to talk to you some more. Suspect. Tell the airstrikes need to stop. Negotiator. I'm doing that. I'm passing that message along immediately. Suspect. You see? Now you feel. Now you feel how it is. Now you feel how it is. Transcript goes on. Negotiator says, I can take that too. I'm all ears, Omar. I have no agenda other than to help you pass along this message. So this is the FBI. The public servants have completely failed to tell us that the reason Americans get murdered is because of our defense budget and the counterproductive mass murder campaign that they're currently engaged in. Transcript goes on. Negotiator says, no, I'm treating you like an adult. We need to stay in constant contact. Suspect, no, 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 no. Negotiator, tell me what's going on now, Omar. Suspect, what's going on is that the airstrikes need to stop. Negotiator, yes. Suspect, they need to stop. Negotiator, the airstrikes need to stop. Suspect, they need to stop killing people. So we did not hear anything in reference to homosexuality, transgenderism, bisexuality, any of the things our dear leaders told us was the actual cause of this. So another way that we could see this is, well, his one time in the spotlight, the terrorist chose to shed light on an obvious thing that would drive someone to commit retaliatory murder that's taking place in the first place. Another thing we can do is look at Mateen's social media. Here's Glenn Greenwald. Mateen's posting on Facebook, Mateen's postings on Facebook leading up to his attack all reflected the same motive. They were filled with rage about the vows of retaliation against U.S. bombing. Not a single post contained any references to lesbians, gays, bisexuals, transsexuals, etc., let alone anger or violence toward them. Quoting Mateen on Facebook, "You kill innocent women and children by doing U.S. airstrikes," Mateen wrote on Facebook in one of his last posts before attacking Pulse, adding, "Now taste the Islamic vengeance." Greenwald finishes with, "Lying about what happened dishonors Mateen's victims. It harms the cause of LGBT equality, which does not need lies and fabrications to be a just movement. It obscures how often U.S. violence in the Muslim world causes blowback, to use the CIA's term, by motivating others to bring violence to the United States as retaliation and deterrence for violence against innocent Muslims." So this conspiracy theory can be put to sleep once and for all. There's no evidence it was against gays because they are gay, even though they happen to be in this case. It's not like he was anti-Floridan because he did it in Florida. That was not the motivator. So I will leave the final word to President Barack Obama.
We have to take steps to detoxify our discourse, particularly the scourge of disinformation and conspiracy theories and hate online that has polluted our political discourse.